Okay, Rabbi Isai, holy Rabbi Isai, Sunday morning, Parshas Ve'era, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Daf Ashua. Oh, you people are incredible. We are beginning today's Daf on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanon, approximately 10 lines up from the bottom, two dots right smack in the middle of the line, Tana Rabbanon. Zok Tehelik Abraisa, Tana Rabbanon. This is the first bracha that we add to make it 24 brachas on a Tanis during the 7 Tanesim. Two dots, Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis, 8 lines up from the bottom. Right?
I got it. Thank you very much.
Tanar Rabbanan, Alarishainus Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam Yad Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. Remember, the first bracha, as we said, is part of Goel Yisrael. It's not an independent bracha. The next 6 are independent for a total of 24. Tiku. And there was a blowing of the shofar. B'choizev yoyimeh mishano esavrom, b'har moria, hu yaneh etzchem, b'yishma b'kol tzakaschem, b'yom ezeh. The schus Avrom Avinu, who was answered, b'har moria, by the Akedah, we should be answered today during our tzora of no rain. V'yintoyken marim utoyken, which is a shayla, if we go to that, that's why it's in parentheses. V'yal ha-shniya, in the second bracha, there's an independent bracha, hu oimeh, baruch ha-shem elokei Yisrael. This is said after the bracha of Goel Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. That's where the additions all are. V'yal ha-shniya, hu oimeh, baruch ha-shem elokei Yisrael. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, min oilom yad oilom, baruch zeichar nishkochois, v'ayin oin machar, baruch shein kvoi mhusal. V'boed, v'chazan ha-kineses, oimeh hiriyu b'nei aroin hiriyu. Difference between Tiku and Heiriu. Also a difference between Kehanim and Bnei Aaron. I can't tell you the reason for that. Okay, so the Gemara. Okay. It's Bnei Aaron versus Kehanim. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Zokta Brisa Vaita, actually. We have a Mishana Zabasin Ol Yamsuf. Hu Yaneschem. Yishma Bekol Tzakaschem Hayyem Azeh Vahim Marian Vitoikin Marian. Chaim Bekol Brocha Brocha. Viachazem Matiku, Viachazem Mariu, Achigmar Sabrochas. Cool. Vahim Hinni Grav Chalafta Bitsipoiri Verchananya Ben Shrajim Bisachini. Two Tanoim who lived after the time of the Beis Hamikdash. No. They disagreed. We were not knowing like this. Only Bishari Mizrach Harabayas did we say the words Baruch Shem Kavod Mukhzal Levoid, as Rashi says, 5 lines up from the bottom on the left side. Shu'oinen Acher of Baruch Shem Kavod Mukhzal Levoid, El'oinen Amen Begvulim. We also only say Amen. Zakti Mar now Vaita. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, and we didn't say Zacharinus. So Gemara Amar Rav Adam the Minyafu, my time Rav Yehuda v'Sheinayim Zacharinus v'Shoifras. We do not say Zacharinus v'Shoifras. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah, we are now in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, finished another blot in Shas. Rabbi say you're unbelievable. You're mamish unbelievable. When do we say Zacharinus? Said Rav Yehuda, only when Rosh Hashanah. Im Lefanim Malchius v'Zacharinus. Rashi quotes Ubiyovlois. Rashi's gear says Biyovel. That means the year Yom Kippur and Shul Yovel, Yom Kippur during the Yovel year. Then Ubishas Melchama, which is Melchama, the Chsiv Rashi says on the fourth line from the top, the last white line. V'chisiv Ol Melchama Arzchem Latzara Tzoriyachem Liyadina Rashi Liyadina Menos Parashem Abrachas Upsuki Malchi Zechron Shoshayfer Shas Melchama. I said I don't know the Makor, but that's what it means over here. Okay, that was Rabbi Yehuda's time. Now we're going back to the mission again. In the mission, it talks about the bracha, remembering Elio, the bracha of Shmuel. One says a lashon of tefila, one says a lashon of tzaaka. Bishlam got Shmuel ksiv beit tefila, ksiv beit tzaaka, which says tefila and tzaaka. So if we switch it, okay, we understand. Elio tefila ksiv tzaaka ksiv. You can't switch Elio to tzaaka. It doesn't say a lashon of tzaaka by Elio. No. Aneini, Hashem Aneini, Lashon Tzaaka. That's considered a Lashon of Tzaaka. And therefore, we could understand the reversal. Two dots now. Alashishis in the second bracha. Why we showed us a yonra? Alashishis. Why we showed a dove this? We showed us dove. Perfecting Marakash and Michta Yonah Basa Dove Ushlemu. Yonah comes after Dove and Shlomo. So you're going chronological. You're going in a chronological sequence, chronological order. What are you putting Yonah before Dove and Shlomo? My time of Makdim Liberation, which in the boil of Michtam, we want to finish with Merachem Elo Oretz. We want to finish with those issues that have a shaychis to David HaMelech. Rashi is in the middle of the Agos HaBach, in the middle of the narrow lines. The first word in the line is the boy lemichtam, the boy. The seif kol brachas baruch marachem eloritz ochi boy bo ochi boy basa chasima David uShlomo shemispalu al eretz Yisrael. We want to have the chasim of the last brachas, even though it's not chronological. It's not in the chronological order. We want it this way because of the power of David and Shlomo. You know, the inu tikkun beis hamigdash, the ikar oretz kach shamati, incredible words. The ikar of the oretz, remember this, Rabbi, say, I know you all know it, but the ikar of the oretz is the beis hamigdash. Ikar oretz is the beis hamigdash. Okay. Baruch Mashvel HaRamim, Hoyoyimim B'makom Baruch Marachim, Shechniyam B'mota Sheshavu B'tshuva, which came by Tshuva. Okay. Zok Deil Gemara B'ayit, the Shalosh Shani Yisra Rishon is the first three fast days. Anshim Mishma V'sanav L'lo Mashlimim. Okay, let's get a little bit of Akdama here. We're going to need it for almost the rest of the Shir. And that is, we all know that Shevet Levi was divided into 24 Mishmarais. And that applied to the Kahanim, part of Shevet Levi, divided 24 Mishmarais, Leviim as well. They would come to work in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week out of 24, then the cycle would start again, 1 week out of 24, which would leave them with 2 weeks in the lunar year, which has 50 weeks. A little change, so everybody would have 2 weeks, and two groups would have 3 weeks in 1 year. What does this mean? A lot of drink wine at night. Now, Anshei Mishmar are the people who come for the week. The base of are the people who work 1 day a week, because the Anshei Mishmar, meaning that group of the 24 groups, was subsequently divided among themselves into 7 days. So the people who were part of the Anshei Mishmar, but they did not have that specific day, what's with them? They can drink wine at night. They can't drink wine during the day, because maybe the Avaida will be too much for the base of. There's too many Kabbalists brought that particular day. The base of will need somebody to come in from the dugout. Not as a replacement, but as an addition. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that therefore they can't drink wine during the day, because during the day they may get called out. During the night they're not going to get called out, because there's not much to do at night. Therefore the base of will be able to take care of it. But during the day, we're afraid. They're going to need help. Yeah, Anshei Beisov cannot drink, not during the day, not at night. Meishem Asukim Tomid. They're continuously working. Biavoida. Bikanomru Kolkoyen Shemakim Mishmartu. Unbelievable halacha. Kolkoyen Shemakim Mishmartu. When the Koyen who recognizes his Mishmar, Mishmar is based off in the day of his Mishmar. And he knows that his family was Kobea in the Choftal Mishmar. Also, Lishashayan calls him, he can't drink wine that day that his base of would be called upon for duty. But Maka Mishmarta, when he knows which Mishmar, being Maka Mishmar is based off, he doesn't know which day of the week. Shalom, Yadeh, Shabbat, Yavoisav, Gunsham, and he knows that his family, in fact, can trace themselves back, and they were part of the sequential order throughout the year of the base of the kahuna. So what do I know then? So Gemara, if he knows, let me just read this again. If he knows the week, but does not know the day, he knows that they were settled and they were part of the rotation. Also, he says Shabbos, he may not drink wine the entire week. Ain't no makir mishmar. He does not know which mishmar is a part of mishmar himself, nor does he know the mishmar himself. But he knows that he comes from a family that had one of the 24 weeks. Also, he can't drink wine all year long. Zok the Braiso, Rabbi Yoimer, Imani, Osalishas Yayin, Oyulom. You should never be able to drink wine. Never be able to drink wine. Ava Maese. Shetaka Nosoi Kilkolosoi, since he hasn't come for such a long time. Taka Nosoi Kilkolosoi, Mashiach hasn't been here. There's no base of Migdosh on a bike. Come on, Shosi Yidna. So according to whom do you kind of drink nowadays? Come on, Shosi Yidna Kani, Chamra. According to which man the Yomar Tekanim drink wine? Kir Rebbe. Because Rebbe said, what's coming on? Unfortunately, the historical track record is that Mashiach has not come, and therefore the Kahanim are not prohibited from drinking wine. But the Kahanim, in fact, may drink wine. And that, of course, is the meaning nowadays. Kahanim are no more restricted than anybody else. Zokhi Marabaita, Achi Mishra, Achi Maimbi. Yes, sir.
What would Rebbe have done if we wouldn't have
posted
like Rebbe on Purim? It would have been a totally different Purim for Rebbe.
For Rebbe Cohen. It would have been a totally different Purim without a child. Klal Yisrael would be much sadder. Yeah, it's a very good point you're making. It's a good point. I like the point. Klal Yisrael would have been sadder. I don't know. Okay. One second. Hold on. So Tysus says, and the top Tysus in the Amid, which is really what Mark Steinberg is saying there, and Mark very, very well placed Kasha. Pirish also lishas yain chutz l'sudas. It means outside the suda, but sudas during the suda is mutter. The yain shabatecha suda in a mashaki because it does not make a person inebriated. And that's why I believe the pshat would need that the Kohanim would still be able to participate in Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, which is a deraisa, and even Dalat Kleis maybe is a derabbanan, but it's a smachta, and of course a Dalat Kleis, which is also a derabbanan, but you know it's an integral part of Klal Yisrael's hanhoga throughout the year, Leil Seder. So Pashas then again, it's he's saying it would never have been awesome. What would they have done in Purim? It's a mitzvah. Yes, go ahead. I just want to finish that even though, one second, I'm sorry. Even though Kiddush and Dalat Kleis would be a problem, Hanhoga and Purim would have still been a problem, Pashas. Yes, go ahead, Shalom. Oh, David, I'm sorry, go ahead. Can't hear you. David, speak and drop louder. I cannot hear you. You're asking a very serious question, and when he is Daiti, if you look at the Bach, I don't know where the Bach is on your pages, or my page is in the inside right. The Bach says, what should I do? It's so many years and the Avodah has not come back. So this is... Yes, we are participating that Mashiach is coming. That's not a stira. Although it does sound like a little bit of Yush. It's not Yush. It's the fact that how do I conduct myself today? And we cannot tell them, it seemed to me, I'm just telling you it seemed to me, I didn't see anybody say anything differently, but it seemed to me that Takanasan's Kilkolosai is because it just, again, as the Bach says, it's so many years and Mashiach hasn't come. So this Kilkol of going on for so long is what, so to speak, gives them the license. Again, it's a hard thing to split. It doesn't mean that they don't believe Mashiach's not coming, to answer your question. They believe full-heartedly Mashiach's coming. Yes.
We're not allowed to do a
Seder. That's right. Go ahead.
What's the difference
Kaddish on the second day of Pesach the whole day?
Yeah, okay, that's also a good question. We do have that Shiloh. In other words, again, I'm saying like this. We're not saying that we don't believe that Mashiach is coming, Chas v'Shalom. That's not what the Gemara is saying. But I believe the Pshat is, we don't appreciate this. Because it's not part of our natural Yoyim Yoyim Hanhaga. But in a place where the drink of Coke, the drink of coffee and tea was the drink of wine, so to tell people they can only drink water the rest of their lives and they can't drink wine, it seems like it was I don't want to use the term, but something along those lines that it was not possible. That's what it means, takunosan. That's what it means, that takunosan kilkolosa, you should. You know, that, that's all I can say. It was impossible for it to continue. Now, the Tanakhama doesn't hold like that. We're going to see now. Tanakhama doesn't hold like that. Tanakhama holds that you'll see. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vaita. Okay.
And Rob, just to point out, we're not talking 2,000 years later. Rebbe Toskin is 100 years after, 130 years after the Corbin. So
yeah, well, that was, you know, 100 years is a, you know, 100 years is a long time. You know, it's a long time, 100 years.
Right, I'm just putting in perspective. It's not, he's not saying this is where we're looking at, 2,000 years.
So yeah,
100 years already.
Even by then, yeah, I have a whole shear on that, how long it takes for.
May not take a haircut and may not bathe and wash your clothing throughout the week. But on Thursdays they're allowed to. Mutar nekvayda Shabbos. My time. Oh, Omer Rabbi Bechon, Rabbi Yechon, Kadesh Leich.
Hang on.
Hold on. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Infants to see if someone was drunk or had long hair
and
not let them in.
It doesn't say it anywhere. I didn't see it anywhere. Well, we got to see. Let's take a look at the Gemara for one more second. My time. What's the reason why? Now, Lamaisa, they were completely involved in their work. I'm going to say one word right now, which maybe will put the perspective on it. They were completely involved in their work, and therefore, what should they do as far as grooming? So they shouldn't be involved in the grooming. They could be involved in the grooming, Binogeya Shabbos. Binogeya Shabbos. Now, I want to say something to you, that I've said this Martin Shul a few times. Rabbi Menachem Greenblatt, my dear friend, the Rebbe in St. Louis, once showed this to me. An unbelievable part from the Meshech Chochma, the Meshech Chochma Es Akasha, that remember this kasha, Kanam Levim don't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they have to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we gave them the cities and we support them through Trumas and Maishas, etc., etc. In fact, they're Akasha. What do you mean you have no time? They work 2 weeks though, 2 weeks a year. 2 weeks a year, go to the Beis HaMikdash for 2 weeks a year. The rest of the time, support yourself from your crops like all the other Jews. Zok the Meshech Chochma, unbelievable Yisrael. To get into the Beis HaMikdash 1 week in 24, you needed 23 weeks to prepare. You can't sit at home and work on your tan or work on your wheat crop or your barley crop and then pop into the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't go like that. You need to prepare. I talk to myself about this all the time. The Reshiva Shlita should be done for Shabbos. I used to say, "Bekenet Arayim Falin in Shabbos." You can't just like plop into Shabbos. You got to prepare yourself for Shabbos. Okay, it's hard for us to do that. It's hard for us to do that, but that's what it means.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi. Kasha, I thought of something. You know, anyone who drinks certainly does not drink the majority of the time. It's a very small portion of a day and certainly of a year and so forth. So therefore, why can't we say we're to paskin according to the rove? The rove of the time, the person is not drinking. So therefore, after hundreds of years, you could say that the rove of the year, the person is not going to be drinking. So we'll go according to the rove and say that we're not going to keep the Kohanim from drinking when the amount of time they'll be drinking would be such an infinitesimal part of the whole year. That's just a thought I had.
Okay, I hear that.
Okay, let's go a little weiter now. Let's see what it means, the awe of being in the base of Migdash. Talking about Tana Rabbanim, we learned that Baisa Melech Mestapa, behold, Yom the Melech HaTzadik, a haircut every day. Koyin Godel, Me'er of Shabbos, Me'er of Shabbos, Koyin Godel, for Shabbos, Me'er of Shabbos, Koyin, Hedjit, Achaz, Shloshim, Yom. Ah, what a Baisa. Zokti Gimor, yeah, Melech Mestapa, behold, Yom, why, straight and posik, my time, my Rababo, Bar Zavdo, my Kro, Melech, be Yofioi, Sechezeno. We should see him in all his glory, and that requires a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol, Me'er Shabbos, the Me'er Shabbos, my time. Since there's a new mishma every week, Kohen Head, therefore we want what? That's why the Kohen Gadol had to go. The Melech was every day. The Kohen Gadol was once a week. So when the new mishma came in, they would see perfectly groomed Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedid Achal Shoshim Yoyim. Kohen Hedid is once every 30 days. Let's just read that last line again. Kohen Gadol Me'er Shabbos Me'er Shabbos by time of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kohen Mishmaris Mishchachos Kohen. Therefore, he should be presented well groomed. Kohen Hedid Achal Shoshim Yoyim. Menolon Asher Pera Pera Minozir. Ksiv Hocha V'Roshim Lo Yigalchenu Uferu Lo Yishalchenu. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Ksiv Hosom. And then by the Parsha of Nozir it says Kodesh Yigodol Pera. So we take like Xerish Shava Pera Pera, Mala Halam Shleishim, Afghan Shleishim. How do I know Nozer means 30 days, letting the hair grow for 30 days? Because Stam Nazirish is 30 days. How do I know Stam Nazirish? And the Nozer says, I want to become a Nozer. He doesn't say for how long, it's 30 days. How do we know that? Omakro Yeah Begamachio Tlosin Have. Because it says Nozer Yeh. Kodesh Yeh, excuse me, Yeh is a gematria 30. So 30 means Stam Nazirish Shleishim Yoyim. Amalei Rapapal Abaye, V'dil Mahachi Kamar, Rachmona Loilir Buklal, you shouldn't go let it go at all. Amalei Havik Siv Lo Yishalchu Pera, Kedek Amrit, Hashem Siv Pera, the growth, Lo Yishalechu, it's Mashmah, there can be growth. But how much growth? 30 days. Pera Levi, Shluchu Yidolo Shluchu, Yehochi, I feel, stop. Stop. Before the Yehochi, I want to say something, Rabbi Isai. I think it's something important to take note of. We have this tendency to make fun of gematrias. And there are many gematrias by Achroinim, and even going back to Rishonim, there are gematrias. Person has to be illuminated how to make a gematria. But here you see from the Torah itself that the din of Nazir is based on a gematria. Gematria is a legitimate way, but you have to. Not when a guy gets up in the Sheva Brochas and makes a gematria out of a credit card. You know, whatever. That's not what gematrias are all about. Zokim Moravaita. Even nowadays, about haircutting, there should be a problem. Zokim Morav, do me the Shtuya Yayin. My Shtuya Yayin is man bia. Who the Yosef Shtuya Yayin is only when you went into the base of Migdash. Who the Yosef Shabbos man bia. Shari Avachanami. One second, frak the Gemara Shiloh. Tanya Rebbe Oimer Oimani Kahanim Asura Lishas Yaili Oilam. Oimani Kahanim really should not be able to drink wine forever. But my ass is checking also kill Koloso. Yeah, but Rabbi Yerubayah says, Kaman Shosu, according to which man the Yoma do we drink wine nowadays? Kahani, Kaman Shosu, Kahani, Chamro, according to which man the Yoma the Kahanim drink wine nowadays? Turn over to Gemara and the Ramadan Shas. Myridik. Kerebi, Mechlau. The Rabbanan Osri. You see that the Rabbanan Taka hold it, they can't drink wine. And this is, I believe, Michael Schwabacher brought it up before. My time, Mehera Yibana Mesa Migdosh. Mehera Yibana Mesa Migdosh, as we sing Pesach night. Ubina Koyna Royal Avoidin Koyna is Royal Avoida. Veleka, there won't be a coin. Oh, but what about my haircutting? Oh, after the Mr. Vile. He'll go take a haircut. He is Mashiach's coming, he'll run, take a haircut, cut off his hair, and be able to go into the base of English. Yachi Shtuyainami. Efsha, the Gunny Porto. They can sleep for a little while. Vile. Kidderami Barabadim Rabbabo Derech Mill. Vishino Kolshu, my figure is a yayin. Walking a mill or sleeping a little bit, just a little bit, takes off the ill effects of the wine. Negative effects of the wine. Lami Yitmar Allah, no! Amar Av Nachman, Amar Avu, Olay Shadu El Gishasa Shir Revias. That's only if you drank a Revias. If you walk a mill, 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 feet, you walk a mill, that will take care of the problem. Avu Shasa Yaisim Revias, but if you drank more than a Revias, Kol Shagin Shaderach Matridoso, walking will be worse for you, Vashina Maskirasoi, and sleeping will be worse for you, and therefore it's not an Eitzah. Stop. So drinking
drinking more than Revius is not going to have an eitzah for somebody to pop, quote unquote, pop into the Beis Hamikdash. So after Gemara, Rav Ashi Yom Ashtuye Yayin, the Mochli Avoido, Gotu Burabono. Shtuye Yayin, the Mochli Avoido. If a person comes into the Beis Hamikdash Akoyin and he's a little inebriated, that's going to passel the avoid, the machli avoid, to make the avoid into chulin. Gozu b'rabbanan, the rabbanan made exera. So that's what Gemara is saying now. With Ravashi, Rashi b'shuia in the machli avoid, they spoil the avoid. Gozu b'rabbanan, puri rashi l'machli avoid, gozu b'rabbanan. In fact, the Gemara base a 1 second, ve'elu shehein b'misa. The following things are koyin is chayim misa shtriya yayinu puri rosh. If he works in the Beis Hamikdash while he's drunk, inebriated, or if he comes to Beis Hamikdash long here, bish lo mishtriya yayin v'hejik siv, it says in the pasuk, yayin v'shecher al teish. And the rest of the pasuk is, yayin v'shecher al teish, on the left side of my Gemara, atu v'necha v'loy samusu, and you won't die. My story said if you come in puri rosh, your person will chayim misa. And the puri reish benolah. How do we know if a person comes in for long years? Chayim misa d'ksiv reisham leyigalchu uferal leishalechu uksiv basrei v'yayin leyishtu. You see that they put together the pasuk in Yecheskel, cutting the hair and drinking wine. Kol koyin b'boyim alachotza perimius ishkes puri reish l'shtuye yayin. Mashtuye yayin b'misa. Somebody drinks wine and goes into the Beis Hamikdash. She's chayim misa puri reish b'misa puri reish. Somebody comes in for long years. Also chayim misa. Umino, and from there we can extrapolate further. In the mochli avoida, we just 1 second. Shtriyayin spoil the avoida if they're inebriated. Puri rosh also spoil the avoida if they're inebriated. So therefore, we know that it's going to be a problem. Yes. Sound like Dr. David?
Or having long hair being.
I have
Misa because of the
Hekesh. It's
a risk. I'm not asking you again, David. What are you asking? I'm not getting the question. Try one more time.
There's a pasuk in Chumash that Kohen can't be drunk.
Correct.
And then we're making Hekesh to that to having long hair?
Yes, because of the pasuk in Yecheskel putting them together. Correct. Once the pasuk in Yecheskel puts them together, therefore we say that that issue that there is by Kahanim for drinking wine, the same issue there is for Kahanim having a long hair. Yes.
How do we do
this from your Cheskel? One second. Everybody's asking, Gevaldik Akashas, you're all steiging. Every one of you is steiging. It's unbelievable. Now, the next two lines of the Shiloh and the Gemara.
Is that a
Hekish here because they're right next to each other. Gzeres Shavah before was because of Pera. Hekish is because of proximity. Gzeres Shavah is because of the similarity in words.
So isn't this a similarity? No. Oh, just as closeness, no similarity.
That's correct. That's correct. Zokti Gemara, like Yiskish, Lemishu, and Yiskish, and Lachuli, Avaida, La Yiskish. Gemara wants to say in the parentheses, no. Even though it's an unbelievable thing, even though it's a chiyav misa for shtuyei ayin and for pruei roish, that much of the hekesh you have, but you don't have a hekesh to say that the avoda is no good. The avoda is no good by shtuyei ayin. But we don't necessarily know the avoda is no good by pruei roish. That's why it's in parentheses, because who said you can be mechalik like this? But that's what the Gemara means to say. Stop. Yeah, go ahead.
I believe it's a mission of Bachman talking about the coin on the epic, the right haircut, that it's going to be possible. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that. No. What? I'm sorry. Rabbi?
Yeah, no, one second. We lost somebody and they also wanted to ask a question. Nobody else? I'm sorry.
Rabbi?
Yes, go ahead, Colin.
Is there a share of how long the hair must be?
That's a question. That's what Mark was just saying from Menachos over there. I'm not familiar with the share. I don't know. Okay. Did somebody else want to ask? Mr. Kassel, did you want to ask a question also?
But the...
comparing, is that common to take a pasuk from the Torah and something?
Okay, one second. Zok the Gemara, frak the Gemara Kasha, my Ravino Ravashi, Homi Kami Dossi Yecheskel before Yecheskel came. Man Omra had, well, but Klai Yisrael didn't know what to do before Yecheskel came. Om Aleil Tameich, what are you going to do with this Gemara? Ha, the Omra of Chizda, Gemara in Yuma, and in Mayikotten, Ha, the Omra of Chizda, Dovah Zemi Teres, Masher Ben Aleil Amad. We don't know this from the Torah. We never come Aleil Amad, what is that? Kol Ben Necha, Oro Leiva, Oro Bosa, Leiva, Oro Migdashi, somebody who is not circumcised may not come into the base of Migdash, the Sharseini, to do the Avoida. Ha, mi kam idos, Yecheskel, Man Omra. So Gemara le Gemara Gamila, oi Klal Yisrael, this is it, this is it, this is how we function. This is what I was showing Garfing us to teach all the students. This is how we function. Ele Gemara Gamirila, we have a Messiah. Yossi Yecheskel, and Yecheskel came along. Yasmuchu Akro. Yossi Yecheskel, Yecheskel came along. Yasmuchu Akro. Achinami Gemara Gamila. Yes, Yecheskel Asmucha Akro. The Gemara says again in parentheses, Ki Gemir Alocha L'Miso L'Achuli Avoida L'Gemir. We don't have anything about the Achuli Avoida. I want to stop for a second here on my side. I want to say something. This is unbelievably fundamental and important. Klal Yisrael works through Mesirah. Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai, Mesorah L'Yeshua, Yeshua L'Zakenim, etc. That's how we work. Sometimes we have an address. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, there's the pasuk, Farish pasuk. Sometimes the pasuk is not so explicit. So we have a Gzeirah Shava. Sometimes we have a Hekish. Sometimes we have a Matzad. All different types of limudim. You give them midas of limudim. But the ikar is Moshe Kibbol Torah. Moshe Kibbol Torah is Sinai, Mesorah Yeshua, Yeshua Zakenim. And then there's one more Hesafa, which I've said many times, especially during the women's shir on Pirkei Avos. Because the Rav asked the Kasha, Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua Yeshua Zakenim. So he says, why does Pirkei Avos start with Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai and not Bab Metzia and not Shabbos and not Tainis? Why only Pirkei Avos? Says the Rav, there are many nations in the world who have books on philosophy and etiquette and proper human behavior, interaction between human to human, which we call Beit Adol Lechaveroi. Zok Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai Mesorah Yeshua Yeshua Zakenim. Even again, Midas Taivos. It's a Messiah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua to the Zakenim, etc. And that's how we function. And that's how we function. And that's how we function. It's a Messiah. It's a Messiah. Now, sometimes there are things that are not part of the Messiah. And then we need the people who were involved intensely in the Messiah to extrapolate. Sometimes we need new extrapolations. Like the time the Chavetz Chaim said about the Shaila of learning the Mudei Chol and the Yeshiva, and he said, you can't do it, we have to be Mesa Nefesh. And someone asked the Chavetz Chaim, Vushtet, Rebbe Vushtet. Where does it say this? And he unbuttoned his shirt and said, Duh. Aluach Libi, on my heart it says it. Okay, that's the Chavetz Chaim saying about one type of issue. But that's perhaps an extrapolation. But the ikar is that there's a Messiah. There's a Messiah. And Klal Yisrael functions with the Messiah. We just see, we have one more minute. I'll tell you that recently I said over, I said this when we had a Shiloh recently. I don't know if I said it in Divrei Chizuk, I said it in Navad, that that the way Klal Yisrael functions is through Messiah, through Messiah. And the Messiah has been divided through different types of Shvatim, down to different types of sects of Judaism. There are Chasidim, and there are Misnagdim, and there are Svardim, and there is Messiah. For instance, this is an example I want to give, there is a Messiah Lakula in Yeshivas. There's a tremendous kula in yeshivas that they eat before tkiyas. I just said this recently. Where'd they get that from? And when Rav Henke Zatzal called up Rav Shnei Zatzal and said, how can you do such a thing? And called him every year. And finally, one year, he was broken. He was scared. The God of the door called him up. So he called Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein answered him. How do you eat before tkiyas? It's not to do that?
So Kribosha Feinstein to Rishneh Kotlo Hotegata Grace Tata. You had a great father, and he said it's okay. Okay, again, it's a hard thing to know when to hold him, when to fold him. Who do you follow? Don't you follow? I'm not asking Rishon Garfinkel to get into that with his Talmidim. I'm asking Rishon Garfinkel to get into Vort. And the Gemara says that we function because of a Masaira. The Pasuk is in Yecheskel, affect Mr. Castle. If the Pasuk is in Yecheskel, what does it have to do with us? The answer is, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, you want to call it a memory hook, you can call it a memory hook. You want to call it an Asmachta, you call it an Asmachta. We knew long before Yecheskel was born through a Masaira from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yecheskel only came to put into a Pasuk that we would have a place to hang our hats on. But it came long before that. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I have no words to say to all of you. You're all incredible. Give me a bracha. I should get back to Chicago tomorrow. Well, we should all be zeicha to gesund. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Call to Rabbi Isai. See everybody.
No traffic.
Amen. Either late Monday night or Tuesday morning. Okay, call to. Take care, everybody. Hatzlacha Rabbi.